Hello, thanks for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and today I'm going to share a story with you, and it's a true story, and it's by a woman named Helen Rosevere, and she's a missionary in Africa. And she says that one night in Central Africa, that she had worked really hard to help a mother in the labor ward, but in spite of all that they were trying to do to help her, she died, leaving them with a tiny premature baby and a crying 2-year-old daughter. So a pretty rough situation. Well, they were having difficulty keeping the baby alive. They had no incubator and no electricity to run an incubator and no special feeding facilities. And although they were living on the equator, nights were often really chilly and treacherous with drafts going through the labor ward. So a student midwife went for a box they had for, you know, such babies and for cotton wool that would help keep the baby warm, that the baby would be wrapped in. And another went to start a fire and fill a hot water bottle. This midwife, the student midwife, came back shortly in distress, telling them that they had filled the bottle, but as they were filling it, that it had burst open. And rubber perishes really easily in tropical climates, and that was their very last water bottle. So they weren't really sure what they were going to do. You know, as in the West, this missionary's kind of philosophy was it's no good crying over spilled milk. So in Central Africa, it was no use crying over a burst water bottle. Okay, you know, they had to come up with another solution. So they thought, okay, well, let's put the baby as near the fire as you can safely and then sleep between the baby and the door to keep it free from drafts. The student midwife's job was to keep the baby warm. So the following noon, as most days went on, the prayers that this missionary gave went to all of the many orphanage children who chose to gather with her. And she gave all of the youngsters various suggestions of things to pray about and told them about the tiny baby. She's with all of these orphans and they're getting ready to pray. And they explained the problem about keeping the baby warm enough and mentioned the hot water bottle. And they said, you know, this baby could easily die if it got chilled. And then she told them about the 2-year-old sister who was crying because her mother had died. And during the prayer, one 10-year-old girl that was there, her name was Ruth, she prayed with the usual blunt consciousness of African children. Please, God, she prayed, send us a water bottle. It'll be no good tomorrow. The baby will be dead, so please send us a water bottle this afternoon. So while the missionary kind of gasped inwardly at the audacity of the prayer, she added toward the end of the prayer, and while you're about it, would you please send a doll for the little girl so she'll know that you really love her? Makes sense, and very sweet prayer. As often with children's prayers, the adult in the room, the missionary, was kind of put on the spot. And could she honestly say amen? She just didn't believe that God could do all of this. And of course, the missionary said that she knew that God can do everything, and the Bible says so, but there are limits, aren't there? The only way that God could answer this particular prayer would be by sending a parcel from the homeland. And she had been in Africa for almost 4 years at this time, and she had never, ever received a parcel from home, ever. If anyone did send a parcel, who would put in a hot water bottle? They live on the equator. So why would anyone include a hot water bottle? Well, halfway through the afternoon, she was teaching in the nurses' training school, and a message was sent that there was a car at her front door. And by the time she reached home, the car had gone, but there on the veranda was a large 22-pound parcel. And she started crying immediately. And she could not open the parcel alone, so she sent for all the orphanage children, and together they pulled off all the string, and they folded the paper, taking care not to tear it. And excitement was mounting. And some 30 or 40 pairs of little eyes were focused on this large cardboard box. And from the top, she lifted out some brightly colored knitted jerseys. And the eyes of the children were sparkling as she gave them out. And then there were knitted bandages for the leprosy patients. And the children began to look a little bit bored. But next came a box of mixed raisins. So they thought that would make a nice batch of buns for the weekend. And as she put her hand in again, she felt what she just couldn't believe. And she pulled it out, and sure enough, a brand new rubber hot water bottle. And she just cried out to the children, "Oh my, you know, we got this hot water bottle." And she had not asked God to send it, and she truly believed that he could not. So Ruth, this little girl, was in the front row of the children, and she rushed toward it crying out, "Well, if God has sent this water bottle, then he must have sent the doll too." And they were rummaging down to the bottom of the box, and sure enough, she pulled out a small, beautifully dressed dolly. And her eyes were just shining, and she had never doubted that this was going to happen. And she looked up at the missionary and said, "Can I go over with you and give this doll to the little girl so she'll know that Jesus really loves her?" And the parcel had been on its way for 5 whole months, packed up by this woman's former Sunday school class, whose leader had heard and obeyed God's prompting to send a water bottle even to the equator. So one of the girls had put a dolly for an African child 5 months earlier in an answer to the believing prayer of a 10-year-old to bring it that afternoon. Can you believe that? I mean, what an unbelievable story. And this little girl just never doubted for a second. Well, on that note, I want to share a quote with you, and it's by John Wooden. And it says, "There are many things that are essential to arriving at true peace of mind, and one of the most important is faith, which cannot be acquired without prayer." Thank you so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, you can send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. I'm Jennifer Stagg. This episode of Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.